halftime of the show in hour number three on 104.5 The Zone. It is Ramon and Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Your chance to head to Nissan Stadium on Sunday. Here in a matter of seconds to see the Tennessee Titans and the Las Vegas Raiders. Alongside Vol for Life NFL veteran Ramon Foster, Robert Walsh, our producer. I'm Will Bowling. And chance to give away some tickets to the people, Ramon.
Yes.
Coming up here in just a moment.
For the get back this weekend.
That's right. Going to be a fun day in Nissan Stadium. And it is your chance to win tickets to see the Titans and the Raiders. It's Tennessee Titans Ticket Thursday presented by Bullseye. You can listen all day today for your chance to win Titans Raiders tickets. That also includes two tickets to the Titans VIP tailgate at the Bridge Building, thanks to Bullseye Event Group. Be caller number 5 right now at 615-737-1045, 615-737-1045, and you will be headed to Nissan Stadium to see the Titans and the Raiders.
If you ever want to tick a producer off, you could do like caller number 72, and then I just have to sit over here and be like, hey, you're calling number 1, hey, you're calling number 2, hey, you're calling number 3, hey, you're calling number 4, hey, you're calling number 4.
People are there for you, Robert.
They are here for me. They are. And let me tell you something. I did not actually get to go out there to the Ron Slade tailgate, but he's got it lit over there.
Yes,
to the point where when he comes on the pre-show, he has to tell the DJ, hey, man, like, I'm about to do a live hit. Can you cut the music for a second?
Well, don't talk to us. Talk to the people calling you for tickets right now.
They'll be here, man. They'll be here.
Go, dude. Come on. Goodness sakes.
The phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree, man.
Man, they did before I even gave the number.
They did.
People were just ready.
Hot ticket, man. They want to see their teams win. They want to see their teams show up, man.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Sure is.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Will. So we got two hot tickets. You go see the Vols on Saturday. Come right back here.
Don't say that because we gave those tickets out Tuesday or yesterday. Don't make the people think we have another set of Tennessee tickets for them.
I have people reaching out for tickets and stuff like, dog, I can't help you on this one.
The amount of friends I have that just think I'm the ticket guy.
You are.
Okay.
Imagine being somebody that actually was a ticket guy. What's crazy about NFL tickets was, too, is
they think I'm him. You're actually him.
I had to pay for those tickets, too. I used to look at my end of the year check stub and be like, what? I spent this much on tickets? I didn't get one thank you card.
Your friends aren't big thank you note people.
No, at least give me a text. Hey, man, appreciate it. Like, all right, well, lesson learned. No Vols tickets this time.
The Zone on the road today.
Yeah.
Blaine and Mickey, 3HL. You can go see them out and about. Blaine and Mickey broadcasting live from the grand opening of McDonald's in Greenbrier, 254341 Highway South. You can head to 1045thezone.com/events for more information on that. And then the Titans football feast back tonight as well.
Hey, let's roll, man.
Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. The boys and girls. Will be in Clarksville tonight.
In Clarksville?
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Should be a good time there, man. That crowd always shows up in Clarksville.
It is good.
They got a big Titan squad up there, Will. Have you seen them? Yeah, you go to all the remotes.
I did all of them last year.
The big Titan chain and stuff they have on. Yeah, no, that's a party in Clarksville.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it. Titans headlines from yesterday you heard courtesy of Robert Walsh at the top of the hour. Titans get Christian Fulton back at practice in a limited capacity. They get Dontrell Hilliard back as well. Bud Dupree, Uko Amadi, Taylor Lewan, Jamarco Jones did not practice. Treylon Burks added with an ankle injury. He was limited in Wednesday's practice.
That's what I said, Will. Just business as usual when it comes down to stuff like that. I expect, unless it's a high ankle sprain, for him to be available come Sunday, man.
Right.
I just hate this kid that's always has something going on, because the narrative from the day he walked on that field, oh, it's his allergy, he's out of shape, and then camp goes by and he's missing some then, and now the season comes up and he got an ankle injury. I hate that for guys like that, because you have to beat that stench that it has on you, you know, with the fan base. And some, I'll be real with you, some parts of it is your teammates too. It's like, dang, when you ever going to get right?
Yeah, you don't want to always be the guy on the training table whenever everybody gets to practice.
Can't make the club in the tub, baby. Know how it goes. I
haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, you can't be on the club team.
I feel like Robert Walsh is going through an extreme sport right now.
Yeah, Rob.
The way he's looking at us, talking to all these people on the phone lines.
If you're in the studio, all you would hear is, hey, we already got our winner. Thanks for calling. Hey, you already got our winner. Thanks for calling. Hey, we already got our winner. Thanks for calling. I'm like an auctioneer over here. Like, hey, we got our winner over here.
We got a winner on number three.
Is there a school for that type of stuff? People are still calling for the tickets. Like, did you just get in your car?
There is a school for that. And did you know once you get through auctioneer school, you can legally sign legal documents as colonel?
Really?
My dad is an auctioneer, so he can sign legal document as colonel.
Dog it, Rob. I thought Shake was the most interesting man. Are you serious?
Robert, I'm serious, man. So how your dad's an auctioneer?
My dad is a jack of all trades and a master of none. He is a landscaper. He is a auctioneer. He is a river guide. He is anything
He's a farmer. What's a river guide?
He can take you on tours down, like in North Carolina, it's the Yadkin River, but he can go up to the mountains and take you down, like in Andrews, North Carolina. He can take you down the Nantahala.
I was going to say, I've done the Nantahala before.
That's a good time. Not with my dad, probably. He does private tours where you get away with the legality of certain things. Okay. But
Hurtful.
I made a joke.
Ramon joking.
He couldn't afford Rob's dad.
Listen, now, if you saw my dad, you would definitely be able to afford him. I would be able to afford my dad.
He laughed at Will waiting on the side of the bank. Look at him with his broke ass. Ramon.
Hey, hide the money. There's poor people around.
Ramon said it smells like broke up in here. Good Lord.
I can't.
Humble Hendersonville over here.
No.
The shoe's on the other foot now, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I'm caught.
The Humble Hendersonville, yeah.
My bad.
Believe it when I see it. No, the Nantahala. Okay, so auctioneer. How do you get into being an auctioneer? Like, was his father an auctioneer?
I think my dad was broke, and he would do anything that he could do to make money. This is the most auctioneer name I've ever heard, by the way. He used to work with a guy named Kenny Cruz with Kenny Cruz Auctions. And Kenny was the slickest dude I have ever been around in my life. Like, do not bring your wife to an auction because he will take her. He will take her to another auction and trade with somebody. Kenny did not play, man. Kenny would come up there, and I remember we were doing an auction at a church one time, and Kenny used to joke with me all the time. He was like, I came home half drunk last night, stumbling around, and my wife said, what are you doing coming home half drunk? And Kenny looked at her and he said, I run out of money. And I told everybody at that church auction that the pastor, the congregation, all them little old ladies that sit with the horns in their ear because they can't hear, I told everybody that would listen that joke, and I was not allowed any more church auctions with Kenny Cruz.
And this has been Talking Auctions with Robert Walsh, 615-737-1045.
You got to pick up this phone, man.
When I tell you that every day, we should just give Robert a segment every day.
Rob's words.
You're a radio professional just coming up with these things on the spot.
Embroider that on a t-shirt. I just don't know what his words are going to be.
Rob's words is what we have going on. The Book of Rob.
Whew.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on 104.5 The Zone.
No, he's about to get the boot real soon. Shave's
man. Yeah, Jonathan Schaefer back with us next week. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think we're slowly learning. We really do have the second best producer in the world.
Yeah, we do.
Apologies to Joe Hunk and Lucas Panzeca. But
as Schaefer texts me right now.
Jonathan Schaefer feeling left out this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Just a little bit.
Shay's very interesting too. Like that,
absolutely.
That group of friends, like of course Alejandro Villanueva was interesting to me because he's an Army Ranger,
former Steelers offensive lineman, plays with you.
Just like some of the stuff to you, like one of my most interesting teammates was like Cody Wallace. Like he was a backup center for us, man. He'd do like mountain biking and just he was the MacGyver of just like silly stuff. His brother, the lifestyle. Cody's just as clean cut as anybody could be. But his brother, on the other half, is like, how are y'all even raised in the same household, man? The stories that one had to another. I might have to get Cody to call in because I'll tell most people this. The most interesting people on the team aren't the superstars.
Usually.
It's not
this guy's just trying to stay low key and stay away from photographers.
It's usually the guys like the backup guys or like the starter that's like playing a real nice
long
role.
Snapper.
Yeah, it's just like like people love Brett Kern. Why? Because he's a punter. He has extra time to do like extra stuff and like he has personality. Yeah. Great dude, like great at golf. You know what I'm saying? Like what can people tell you that Derek does? Respectfully.
Workout.
That's that. But I'm sure
Derrick Henry's hobby is making workout videos that put us all to shame.
Exactly. But
he's very good at it.
His family and friends, he's probably a great dude, like funny and all that. But like the most interesting dudes is usually like the backup center, the backup linebacker,
spoken like a true offensive
the journeyman
lineman
or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. No, it was really cool.
Let's go to the phone lines. Cornbread is hanging out with us this morning. Hello, Cornbread.
Good morning, Cornbread.
Morning, fellas. Morning, fellas. I want to touch base on this Vols Florida game. Moan, you talk about everybody, you know, want to hate on Tennessee and stuff. Why can't we be good? Well, we can be good. It's people don't want to accept the fact that we can be good. They got used to the narrative of our down years and whatnot, but no one wants Tennessee to be good because they knew what happened last time Tennessee was really good.
Yeah.
And they don't want to see that happen again. The hate runs deep. Haters are going to hate, and that's fine. That just makes Tennessee stronger. And I'm going to tell you, my hatred for Florida and Alabama runs so deep, I won't even date a woman that's a fan of one of them two schools. Mm. I don't care if she's a 10 with a good job. She had negative 2 to me. You know, if she a 10 and her team sucks, she a Vanderbilt fan, so she's on the table.
Thank you, Cornbread.
So what Cornbread said, he's not like Joe Hunk. You know he had to change his allegiance.
Joe?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man, Savage got on to him about that.
Is this the thing?
He's an underlying Tennessee fan, but his, I think, what was his ex or something like that? And it was on radio. It's the only reason I'm speaking about this. Made him drop his Tennessee stuff. And now he's trying to pick it back up again.
Oh, Lord.
He's a dual SEC fan. There is no life that lives like that, man.
See, growing up a Tennessee fan my whole life and going to Tennessee and going to games – and like I tell you all the time, like I'm in the people that are my age and people that are like that I grew up with. We're the first demographic of fans in Nashville to grow up knowing Nashville as a two professional sports city.
Yeah.
Like and we're old enough now to get tickets and talk about them on the radio and things like this. And I have no concept for changing teams.
No,
I have no concept for it whatsoever.
Who does that, man?
Haters and losers. Respectfully.
Well, Joe Hunk lost again last night.
Yeah, we always get on the show Thursday mornings. Joe Hunk and his, what do you call them? The Baby Titans? Is what Don calls them. Don Davenport calls Joe. So Joe does a video game stream of Madden of the Titans season. So far, he's 0-3 on Madden as the Tennessee Titans.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I will say it. You should not be ever losing to the computer on that video game.
We're going to riot if that's the results this weekend because of Joe Hunt.
That's not, like, playing on all Madden on that game is very easy.
Come on, Joe.
Very
easy. See, even Ron backed me up on this. Say, yeah, Hunk out here wilding. I can't even acknowledge him when he talks UT. Who throws away all of your stuff? To be like, no,
you're going to fired coaches.
You're going to accept what I bring to the table. If I am a Vanderbilt fan, you're going to accept this. Like, that's just part of it, right?
See, I think we're going to have one of those ugly stickers on the back of our car that's like house divided.
No, absolutely not.
Every time I see one of those, absolutely I'm like, you know that they argue all weekend long in the fall.
Like, Joe, that was a bad look right there. Like, you are who you are in this sporting world, especially on the SEC side.
It's tough. It's a tough scene.
Would you throw away your items because your boo thing said, we're in my house?
0% chance.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you had a set.
I think it is kind of entertaining, though, to, like, go out with someone or, like, get to know someone who is of a different college football allegiance. Like, I think it's fun. I think it's funny.
To me, it's silly if I got to throw away my items.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, there's a 0% chance anyone's ever getting me to do that. So
I'm side-eyed Hunt from here on out. I'm with Savage. He can't.
This is why you have trust issues.
It is right now.
615-737-1045. More of your phone calls after this. Plus, we dive into the topic we were discussing in the previous hour, but really get into this of where the Tennessee-Florida game is won. The X-Factor matchup for both teams on Saturday in Neyland Stadium. Coming up next, it's Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone. When trust matters, count on All Four Seasons Garage Doors in Nashville. Professional garage door installation and repair from a locally owned and family-run business. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Will Boulding, Ramon Foster with you, 615-737-1045, as we continue to preview Tennessee and Florida and give you the paths to victory for both Tennessee and Florida on the ground and how the running game decides this one in Neyland Stadium this upcoming weekend. Mm-hmm. Swab Zombie leads us off on the phone lines. Hello, Swab Zombie. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? That last caller sounded like maybe he was the brittle kind of cornbread. You go to pick it up and it just falls in your hand. Yeah. I want to give you just to understand, I'm more of a fan of football in general than certain teams. I do love the SEC. I need you balls to understand, I was born and raised in Tennessee as well, but I need y'all to understand that Pittsburgh is not Florida. You know, Florida is a highly recruited SEC team that's going to lean back just like the Balls will throughout the entire game. And I would expect a dogfight. The fact that there's 10 points given to Florida kind of puts everybody else outside of the state against you, even though I acknowledge, like, a win is a win, and that'll be great. But, I mean, if they play 10 games, I think Florida wins 6-7 out of those 10 games. I'm expecting a great game. I'm on the Balls train. They're doing good. They're up and coming. I think they are better coached, but I do think Florida has a better athletes and better recruiting. So, Ramon, just please acknowledge that Florida is not Pittsburgh. Please do that for me, please.
But see, Swab, that's the issue, though. Like, that's the biggest issue of it all is, like, you're going to act like Pitt wasn't good. Like, the way we see Florida right now since their first game at Utah or playing Utah at home, like, Florida hasn't been world beaters in that.
Yeah,
though.
Florida's not Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh actually has a quarterback with touchdown passes this year.
Yeah, until they discovered Trevor Etienne, was their winning golden goose?
Pittsburgh and Florida are pretty equal teams this year.
And that's what I'm saying.
And you're playing this one at home.
Like, that to me is it. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Got the boy fired.
Where my Bill Dance hat at?
Let me go ahead and just get it going.
My thing is, all right, it's understanding, like, as of late, Florida hasn't been world beaters either. Like, let's just look at, they've been up and down.
Yeah, Florida fired coaches. Their coach last year. Pittsburgh was in a New Year's Six bowl game.
You see what I'm saying? So why is it that Florida gets the pass, but Pitt doesn't? Pitt had a first-round quarterback this past year. They had a kid on their team that was picked away by USC because they've had good players. I just looked at Florida's roster again, looking at the fact that they got a bunch of fifth-year and sixth-year guys on their team, too.
Ventrell Miller, who's a doubt to play Saturday, but one of those guys.
First-round
pick inside linebacker.
Pitt has the same thing. Like, what is Pitt's quarterback, a sophomore, junior?
Keaton Slovis, I believe junior.
Junior? From Pitt. And then you're looking at Anthony Richardson. He's USC. A sophomore. It's one and the same. So why is it that Florida gets the pass and Pitt doesn't? Why is it that Tennessee gets the pushback when Florida doesn't? Like, I get it's Florida. It's almost as if it's self-hate at a certain point when you start talking about Tennessee. You can't see it being okay to be a Vols fan. And I know we're loud and rambunctious and just, oh, you guys, I hate you guys. It's feeling like 98. It's all of that.
Sure.
But when it's good, you got to kind of say, all right, man, for right now, is, and that's all I'm saying. I know where UT has been.
Right.
Hell, I lived through it. I listened to it in the locker rooms.
Played it.
I couldn't get away from it. But in the same sense, I'm just looking at it and saying to myself, well, this year, like you got to, as far as paper to paper, like stats to stats, you got to kind of say, all right, well, yeah, I can see the Vols doing that. Now, the game's got to be played out. But you say, well, Pitt ain't Florida. Well, hell, Florida really ain't Pitt.
Yeah. It's, and we appreciate the call, but.
Appreciate the call. And I'm not pushing back, but it's just like, how do they get a pass?
I will push back. I mean, the fact of the matter is that this is not that kind of Florida team. This is a team that just gave up 217 yards rushing at home to South Florida over the weekend. Like, yeah. Florida, people see the Gators on the side of the helmet and the colors and just, I guess, assume that they've got talent because of the fertile recruiting ground that they're in. But this Florida defense just gave up over 200 rushing yards to South Florida. They allowed 283 rushing yards to Utah in week one. Mm-hmm. They allowed Kentucky to rush for 136 the following week. Like, we're not just playing the program on the uniform, guys. Like, this Florida team is not as talented and not as deep as past Florida teams, because you got to remember, they're churning the roster and they're going through a roster change here as well. And Billy Napier was specific in his instruction to his staff and to his fan base when he got the job and said, we're not just going to bring in guys just to bring in guys. We're not going to bring in bodies to fill out a recruiting class and take a chance on 2-3-star guys that don't fit the quality of roster building that he wants. He's going to take his time. He's going to get it right.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you look at this past game for USF. They had 46 rushes for 286 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also, Florida ended up winning this game 28-31 by 3 on the last-minute touchdown, pretty much. And it just, USF fell apart at the end. But this is the other part of that game. You kind of question yourself. USF had 3 turnovers. And still only lost by 3.
Still had a good chance to win it.
So what makes Florida so great then? That you can't understand why Tennessee can be in this position.
The name on the side of the helmet. I mean, I get it. Look.
I'm with it.
You could put the 85 Bears in Tennessee uniforms playing against Florida, and I would still be a little bit reluctant to pick Tennessee to beat Florida. This is the biggest spread in Tennessee's favor in my lifetime, literally in my lifetime, against the Florida Gators. And I'm still going into this like, nah, I don't know, because I've seen it happen time and time again. So I understand the pause that fans have, and I understand them saying Florida is a different animal. Because Florida is absolutely a different animal. But you heard Andy Staples say it in the last hour.
Who's a Florida guy?
We've been discussing it all week. This Florida team is not that Florida team. This Florida team is in year one of a rebuild under Billy Napier, who's trying to change things from the inside out and change the culture under Dan Mullen that wasn't sustainable long term.
Yeah.
That's why he is no longer there and you've got a new guy. So, we'll see. I'm interested to see how this one happens on the ground, Ramon, because this is where this game is won.
Yeah.
This is 100% where this game is decided. Anthony Richardson, of course, we've talked about him being great in week one, SEC Player of the Week against Utah. Since that game, Ramon, Anthony Richardson is 14 of 35 for 143 yards and 2 interceptions against Kentucky.
Yeah.
10 of 18 for 112 yards against South Florida. If you want perspective on that, Anthony Richardson had as many yards as Joe Milton did on Saturday, and Joe Milton completed 4 passes.
And played just a quarter and a half.
And played, I think, 3 drives.
Yeah.
Yes, it was against Akron, but you're talking about 3 drives versus an entire football game. So Anthony Richardson this season has completed 53% of his passes with 4 interceptions. He has more tackles, Ramon, off of interceptions than passing touchdowns. He has 3 tackles this season, 0 passing touchdowns.
Why does he have 3 tackles?
Only 5 Gator receivers have caught a pass this season. Xavier Henderson and Arizona State transfer Ricky Pearsall have been kind of those go-to guys. But they've got 2 running backs who are really good.
Yep.
And this, to me, is where Florida could possibly win this football game and steal it in Neyland Stadium, is the fact that Louisiana transfer Montrell Johnson, freshman Trevor Etienne, yes, the same Etienne as Travis at Clemson. Johnson tied for 5th in the country at 9.6 yards per carry. Etienne has 7.4 yards per carry.
It does.
Collectively, they have accounted for 63% of the carries, 64% of the total rush yardage. Tennessee's rushing defense, Ramon, has allowed 83 yards per game this season. It's 4th in the SEC. Against Pitt, they give up 141 yards, but 76 of those yards
came
on one run from Israel Abanikanda, who broke one loose early in that game and when Tennessee was kind of reeling a little bit.
And what happened after that? They shut it down.
They did. Tennessee is going to have a lot of panic in Neyland Stadium if they let a big run like that happen. They're going to have a little bit more of a rowdy environment that might work against them a little bit if this thing goes south early. Tennessee's been a slow starting team this year. Hendon Hooker has not been great in first quarters.
Yeah.
Florida's blueprint to hanging around in this game is hitting a home run in the running game,
mm-hmm.
putting a lot less pressure on Anthony Richardson, and forcing Tennessee to play under the pressure of its home crowd as the biggest favorite it's been over Florida in 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And they got to hear, and I know this for sure, for certain, Florida players take this very, 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 very serious. No matter how good they were and where we were as a team, Pouncey's, Max Starks, okay, those guys always let it be known, like, all right, we trying to beat Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Like, it matters, this game does. So you're right, they're going to play it a little bit differently. It's on the ground game of getting those plays. And if Florida does decide to go to the play action, the way the Titans do, run, try to play action, like the back end's got to hold their own. They got to stand still. They got to stand firm. The rotation of the defensive front got to be good because Trevor Etienne, like you said, yes, that Etienne bloodline, the kid was hot. He closed out that game single-handedly this past weekend against South Florida at the Swamp.
Yeah,
whew.
Sure did. So that is the blueprint for Florida. And I heard Josh Pate yesterday of 247 Sports on the Buck Rising show. And I this was the perfect point in the way you kind of summed this up, is that through 4 weeks, Ramon,
yeah.
things can change in this sport because you'll start to win games or lose games based on a new proof of concept.
Yeah.
There are things that Tennessee could do in this game that will allow them to win that they haven't done yet. There's also a way Tennessee could lose this game by making mistakes that they haven't made yet.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those things are true. That Tennessee could lose this game because it starts to turn the football over.
Right.
Because Hendon Hooker starts to throw interceptions. But Florida, on the flip side, could win this game because Anthony Richardson starts to be more efficient in the passing game and somebody steps up at the wide receiver position against a Tennessee secondary that has been suspect at times.
Right.
Giving cushion and playing on the perimeter. A couple broken tackles, and I'm telling you, things get interesting in that stadium.
For sure.
Because it's a venomous crowd.
It is.
And Tennessee is going to have to play under the pressure of that crowd this weekend because it is certainly not all positive. And you could speak to this better than I can. Because
that's where I was going to go.
With all the butts in those seats. Yeah, it's a good thing when you're up, when you're playing well. But you have a couple three and outs. You turn the football over, that crowd could get toxic and work against you to an extent a little bit.
This is the one pushback I have on that one, Will.
Okay.
The past coaches you've had in those situations, we heard Inky kind of speak on it yesterday when he spoke about Lane. Lane wanted to make it all about him.
Sure.
You know, in respect of, look, you guys are making me look bad. Butch was an ego guy, right? Just couldn't figure out what was what. Pruitt, we knew what he was, okay? Dooley was another, hey, look at me guy. Let me prove how I made you guys great. When you have a guy from what we've seen in Josh Heupel as of late, and it's the mentality of how he approaches them. He don't show you much at the podium, right? He don't give you much information. All the excitement that those guys on that team see, we don't see that.
Sure.
That to me is a sign of a coach that teaches his team, look, no matter what, we're going to stay the course. We're going to do what we do internally, and whatever happens outside of us has nothing to do with us. That's why I push back on saying them, the players itself, buying into the crowd. Because truthfully, that pick game kind of went like that.
Yeah.
But what did they show? And I think that starts with the man that's sitting at the head coaching position, though. Like teams, and we've seen this because we've talked about it with the Titans.
Right.
I've seen it with the team that I play on. Those types of head coaches, when they have the players that buy into their system, the Rams, they move a little bit different.
Right.
Compared to what you expect them to do.
Sure.
And that's what at least I'm hopeful that if it does go, whew, hey, we had a bad moment right there, the Boo Birds and stuff like that, that the sideline doesn't waver.
Yeah, absolutely. 615-737-1045. Logan in Nashville up next on the phone lines. Good morning, Logan. Good
morning, Logan.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Not much.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so the guy that called in earlier that said, I think Florida can beat Tennessee 6 out of 7 times, that guy is full of crap. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm born and raised in Tennessee. I'm born and raised right here in Nashville. Big Vol fan. I was inoculated when I was born with Big Orange.
Okay.
All right. I've seen Tennessee with inept coaching almost win this ball game with inept players.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Tyler Bray and that team in 10-9
Mm-hmm.
And we were winning that ball game the whole time, 9-6
That's right.
If we, Tyler Bray couldn't get the daggone completion in that game.
I was there.
You know? Yep.
So all of a sudden, you know, Felipe Franks and a Hail Mary at the end, just a miracle. You know, so that's the it's not necessarily Florida beating Tennessee.
Right.
It's just a fluke all of a sudden, and then it's like Tennessee sitting there with their hands up in the air like, what just happened? We had this ball game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't Florida being better. It ain't Florida better coaching or better players. It's luck. And you know what? The luck's run out because they're about to enter the hell purgatory that Tennessee just got out of with these coaching searches. You know, McElwain and Napier, Mullins, they ain't no good. And they ain't got nobody good on that team. We got a high-powered offense and a daggum good defense with Tim Banks, and we're going to smack Florida this weekend.
Come on,
gentlemen,
baby.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
We mentioned with Andy Staples the amount of rushing yards Matt Corral had against Tennessee last year, 220.
Sick, that was sick, man.
You want to know how many rushing yards opposing quarterbacks have against Tennessee this year?
How many?
Less than that number over the course of three games. And when after the break, I'm going to tell you what the number is. I think it's going to make Tennessee fans feel a little bit better about its biggest weakness a season ago in stopping quarterback runs.
Yeah.
And keeping the quarterback bottled up. I'll tell you about that coming up next. Plus, Dan Mullen on a podcast yesterday talks about his former QB1 and Anthony Richardson, talking about taking the pressure off of that guy. We'll play you that audio coming up next. It's Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. Finishing up hour number three on the Thursday edition of Ramon and Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors in Nashville. 615-737-1045 is the phone number this morning if you want to jump in. We go back to the phone lines to Phil in Portland, talking Vols and Gators with us today. Hello, Phil.
What's up, Phil?
Hello.
All right, Phil.
Phil, you got us? And there goes
Phil's
Phil. Lost his opportunity.
Phil's giving a whole lot of straightening around here this morning.
Hey, that's the same Phil. That's the same Phil who was not feeling it earlier. He called me back and was like, hey, man, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I was in a drive-thru trying to talk to y'all. I was like, no, it sounded like he was ordering a sausage biscuit last time we heard from you.
I just want to, since he called back again, try him again. Come on, Phil.
Phil, can you hear us? Do you got us?
Yes.
There you go. Hey, we got you.
We finally...
Third time's a charm.
I feel like we're on the team together. Hey, that's a good sign that Tennessee's going to be Florida right there, baby.
There you go.
Listen, even though the pipe gets clogged up sometimes, you just put that drain ball in there and that'll knock it right out.
Is that my dad?
What you got for us, Phil?
And listen, that pipe's been clogged up for 17. How many times has Florida beat Tennessee? Is it 17 times or
16? It's 16 out of 17.
All right, it's time to unclog this pipe, baby. I mean, we're moving forward. Hey, this car ain't got no roof, baby. We got this. I ain't trying to hear no negative stuff this morning. We need positive parties calling in. If you're negative, don't even call the zone. We want to hear orange, baby. That's what we're going to do this weekend. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
It was worth it.
The payoff was good. The third time really was the charm.
It was.
Really was. Thank you, Phil. Dan Mullen was talking yesterday on a podcast about Anthony Richardson, and I thought this was interesting, Ramon, talking about his confidence level, but also just the perspective that Dan Mullen has on this guy, because a season ago, it was a big point of contention that Anthony Richardson was not starting over Emory Jones, that Anthony Richardson wasn't the guy for a lot of the last season, and Dan Mullen gave some color to that of why he brought Richardson along the way that he did, but I thought this was interesting about taking pressure off of the Florida quarterback this Saturday.
You know, it's interesting. I think what you saw, what I saw anyway in the Utah game is the guy that has the talent that, I mean, I know he has so much talent, And he just went out there and was playing, you know, as, I mean, he started last year a little bit and, you know, was always banged up the entire season, could not get healthy. So it was hard to get him on the field consistently. But, you know, I think it was a guy that was relaxed and, you know, there was really no pressure. They weren't expected to win, kind of almost the underdog at home. And he went out there and played. And then the last 2 weeks, I think you saw a guy that now in as a younger player is expecting to lead the team. You know, it's kind of this outside pressure. And it comes on younger players of saying there, instead of, hey, relax, go play, make your reads, you know, hand the ball off, do different things. If you got a lane, you can run, relax and go make plays and just manage and run the offense. And I think you're saying as a guy that feels, okay, I'm now this star. There's these expectations on me that I have to live up to. And you start pressing. And I think he's really been pressing, it's looked like, to make the plays the last couple of weeks instead of letting the plays just come to him.
Mm. So there is former Florida head coach Dan Mullen talking about Anthony Richardson on a podcast on ESPN yesterday. Interesting, letting the plays come to him. What that means for him Saturday is if it's not there, run.
Yeah. That's what it sounds
if you haven't watched Anthony Richardson before, if you're a Tennessee fan who's getting ready to see him in Neyland Stadium Saturday, there's a lot of similarities to Joe Milton last season. He's got one speed, and it's a fastball. And if I'm Florida, if I'm Billy Napier coming into this game, my words to him are, if it's not there, buddy, you can run for 220 yards at quarterback just on scramble drills like Matt Corral did here last year.
What about the protection of his knee?
Yeah.
What about if he does get hit and that thing gets tweaked?
And
what about the quarterback play? Is all lost at that point? Like, you willing to risk it?
Right.
Because he don't seem like a slider.
And I said this before the break, that opposing quarterbacks, their rush total against Tennessee this year, 18 rushes for negative 22 yards against the Tennessee defense. That was a major issue for the Vols a season ago. Matt Corral, 30 carries for 222. Ole Miss ended up being 11 of 21 on third down in that game. It felt a lot worse than that, considering the fourth down conversions that they had in that game and just the plays they always seem to make in order to keep those drives going. That is Florida's recipe here. Keep your bad rush defense off the field. It's one of the worst in college football so far this year, especially without fifth-year senior inside linebacker Ventrell Miller, who's a doubt, with a true freshman starting in his place probably this weekend. Letting the plays come to you and Anthony Richardson, just kind of letting the defense give him the rush lanes and scramble, that is how Florida can really give Tennessee an extra strength migraine in Neyland Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah. We'll see, man. That whole letting the game come to him situation, Will, is box him in. Stay home. Don't over-pursue him. And linebackers, like, stay in your zone and eyes on him. Like, do you spy him? You know?
You have to. Yeah. And Tennessee's got a rotation of inside linebackers now between Juwan Mitchell, adding himself to the mix with the two starters last season, Aaron Beasley and Jeremy Banks, who make that position a really interesting one for Tennessee. So those linebackers have got to be good. Got to be really good. 615-737-1045. More of your phone calls after this. Coach Dave McGinnis coming up in hour number four. Four's up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we're there?
Fourth quarter of the show. You blinked, you missed it. It's here on 104.5 The Zone.